pause recording button.
Hello, everybody. Let me talk a little bit about the basics of Windows 8 and where it's different. If you're a Windows 7 user, it's very, very similar to what you have already. If you're a Windows XP user, it's very different to what you have already. And a lot of you will already have heard and know this. Basically, what I'm going to talk about is the new start screen and desktop arrangement. So if you know about that, then you don't need to listen to this, really. When you press the Windows key, what you get is a grid view of apps. And there is no actual start menu anymore. There is just like a grid of apps that you can move around with arrow keys. If you start typing, you go straight into a search box, and it narrows it down to apps that correspond to that search, which is the same as Windows 7 did. If you're a Mac user, it's very, very similar, I mean scarily similar, to using the launchpad. So if you want the Windows 8 startup experience, set yourself up a shortcut key to use launchpad. I've done it with F10 on mine, so that if I press F10 it takes me into launchpad. And that gives me a grid of apps on different pages, etc. But if I start typing, it narrows it down to the apps I want, and you can just arrow up and down the list and hit return on the one you want. That's exactly what Windows 8 does. So for a Windows 7 or a Mac user, finding and starting apps is really, really easy. It's very much like Windows 7 and Spotlight Search, in that you can actually use it to start files and open web pages and all sorts of things. Often it's the quickest way to open a web page in the desktop version of Windows Explorer, which I'll come to in a later boo, is actually to just press the Windows key and type in the website you want. It is, I think, a really easy way of starting. However, what you can do, if you want to see a list of all the apps you've got, on any of the apps in the start screen, you can use the context key, select switch to all apps, and you will then get a list view of all the apps you've got on your computer. So you can see your apps listed either way. And the start screen doesn't show all of the desktop apps, but the switch to all apps view does show every app you've got on the computer, as far as I can tell. That is a question that I was asked by somebody the other day, and you do that every time. It won't default to the all apps view. It will always default to the start screen view, and you can still get to your desktop with Windows key plus D or Windows key plus M as you could in previous versions. There's a load of new shortcut keys and things to get to different places on the computer as well. Basically everything that you used to use is still there, and from Windows 7 it's very little changed. If people are saying that it's a big change and a lot to learn, yeah, there is a lot of new stuff, but you can, as with Microsoft usually, you can still do things in ways that are pretty much like the old way. So if you want control panel, you can press Windows key, type in control panel, and it'll find control panel for you. So it's one of those transitions that anybody can make, and it's not going to be that difficult. I would say to anybody from any operating system, actually, the new system is really good, really flexible. And I like it just as much as I like to use Spotlight on the Mac, actually. There's really nothing in it. They are very, very similar ways of finding and starting things.